Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shandaria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, sir. I was trying to see could I file unemployment on my old job? And I wanted to see, could you look into something else for me as well?
I'm sorry. What was, you said the first question was if you could file unemployment for your first, for your other job,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's your mm-hmm. separating employer, as long as it's your most recent employer, then yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Mm-hmm. And what was your second question?
This ain't my most recent job, then I'm not gonna worry about it.
Okay.
The other question that I had, it was for an old job that I did not file unemployment for, but they said that I did, but this was back in like 2019.
You said they said that you did,
so
file, but you didn't?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Okay. But yes, yeah, so you're able to file as long as it's your separating employer, your most recent employer. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to do that.
All right.
For my most recent.
Okay, and may I have your social?
It's 421-390066.
And your first and last name?
Kenyatta Grant.
All right, Ms. Grant. What's your date of birth followed by your mother's maiden name?
My date of birth is June 25th, 1992, and my mother's maiden name is Grant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college. Some.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And is this issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
All right. What's that driver's license number?
It's 873.
873?
Nine. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
9435.
So that was 873-9435.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card, you want direct deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And would this be in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what's that routing and account number?
My routing number is 261-171-228. 228?
Uh-huh. All right, so that was 261-171-228.
Yeah, 261, yes, ma'am.
All right, and that account?
1-5-0.
One, and it's 50s.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then 141-986.
All right, so that account number mm-hmm. was 1 and then 50s following behind. 141-986.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what's a good mailing address?
2806.
You said 2806?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Kimber Lane.
May you spell it for me?
T-I-M-B-E-R.
Mm-hmm. And then Lane.
L-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Avenue. Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment A.
A is an apple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Huntsville, Alabama. 3581 seats.
3581 seats. And this is Huntsville.
Yes, ma'am.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Right. And what's a good contact phone number for you?
229-417-1555. Mm-hmm.
All right. That was 229-417-1555.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have the address as 2806 Timber Lane Avenue. That's Northwest, Apartment A, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one.
Okay.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Miles College, Lawson State Community College, Central Georgia Technical College, or Agnes Scott College, or none of the above?
I went to Lawson and Central Georgia Tech.
You said Lawson?
Yes, ma'am. And Central Georgia Tech.
And Central? Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Macon have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1113 Pinewood Park Boulevard, 1315 Dent Street, 138 Honeysuckle Drive, 4719 High Oak Drive, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property.
1315 Dent Street.
Okay. Last question. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2402 Old Orville Road, 560 Otwell Road, 722 Haycourt Lane, 8147 Oak Alley, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any of those addresses. Mama old address on the Nah, I ain't been associated with none of that.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in under the state in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification or letter that you are TRA, that you have a TRA certification?
No, I don't need to know that either.
Okay, and what was your last day of work?
July 15th, 2022.
July 15th. All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
All right. Are you currently working? It's okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
You want me to repeat the question I just asked? Do you work for yourself on the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Okay, okay, yeah, I work for Amazon, so I don't know. How would that be?
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
do you need them?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts and your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to drive one way to a job?
Up to 50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Do you work through a union hiring hall?
Oh, no.
And did your employer give you a different date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Outbound dock stalker, I want to say. I'm not necessarily sure.
You say you're
a dock. I just applied and it was like seasonal.
So what,
when
what,
I applied, the job said seasonal.
Okay. So, would you say that you load and unloaded or move materials at a plant or another work
site? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right. And what's the name of your separating employer?
Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Amazon. Okay. And you said fulfillment?
Mm-hmm.
And what city was this in?
Alabama.
The city was in Birmingham or in Huntsville?
Huntsville.
And was it off of
Greenbrier?
Let me see. Oh, that wouldn't be it. You say it's in Huntsville?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look at it. They just built this in like November of last year.
Okay. Amazon. And you say it's the fulfillment center, not the development center?
Yes, it's fulfillment. Unless they got it, something different in the system, but I think it's the, here we go. You know, let me look at my phone. Make sure I'm sending you the right phone.
And did you receive pay stubs?
Yes.
Can you tell me what it? Can you tell me how their name appears on your pay stub?
Okay,
hold on. Why
won't show?
It didn't.
Okay. It says Amazon.com service.
It says Amazon.com service.
LLC. Let me just say Amazon, 10K Amazon payroll. And then the address is 202 West Lake Avenue North, Seattle, Washington.
And do you know their phone number?
I do not.
I don't even see a phone number. Or do you have a phone number by any chance? For them?
I have the Amazon that I worked at number.
Yes, ma'am. May I have that phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Can you phone number? Okay, it's 256 893 9133.
And do you remember when you started working here?
I started May 22nd, 2022.
And you said the city state this work was performed in is in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
And
it might say Madison.
So
it might say Madison, Alabama.
Madison
instead of Huntsville.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm sorry, am I receiving?
A pension is like 401k.
Oh, no.
Right. And why you don't want to go working?
Well, they fired me.
And what was the reason for your discharge?
That I do not know. It did not say in the email. It just said that they terminated me.
So they didn't give you a reason why?
No. It said...
And does it say the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
No, ma'am. It just says this letter confirms that the date of involuntary termination of your employment and Amazon.com services is July 15th. And then it says, you have executed a confidential and indenture assignment agreement with the company. You are reminded that certain provisions of agreement services the termination of your employment with the company and remain full force in the set. Your agreement is available to review, but I couldn't see it. It just says that I could come back in 90 days after the end of my appointment. And it says, Cecilia, Amazon, Human Resources.
That's what I was saying, Amazon, Human Resources. And was it, did you miss any days? Is that the reason why they discharged you?
I probably missed like two, but I made those up. So I'm not sure if it was my timing or I wasn't putting in the time right or whatever the case may be. But I know I had negative points, but I know I had a lot to where I couldn't, I had to be terminated.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? What did they say? What did the email?
They didn't tell me anything. It was just they sent me the email the next following day after they fired me. So I worked the day that they terminated me on, which was the 15th, but I received the email on the 16th, and I was supposed to work that day, but I couldn't get in, so I didn't talk to anyone. I just received the email later on that evening.
Okay, so
I was supposed to work.
Received an email, and it's not saying why I was terminated. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I tried to change my schedule, but because of what I applied for, which was seasonal, and I had to work my whole 30 days. When I worked my whole 30 days, they didn't have, they were still working on other people to get them permanent. They were still working on people who got hired before me to get them blue badges. So I never got that far to get a blue badge.
But you did try to change your schedule?
Due to I have kids, and at the time when I applied for the job, I didn't have anyone to watch them or whatever. So Sundays when I did get someone to watch them, I was coming in late, but I also had personal time. So I was using some of my personal time to make up for the couple of hours that I missed. And then when I ran out of personal time, it was it. I was still sure coming to work. I was just late.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds like they discharged you due to you being tardy, or due to your tardiness.
That's what I was thinking. It might have been late, because I don't, couldn't give me no other reason for getting together.
Yeah. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I know I was late that Friday, and it was like this was happening around prime week. So when I did get my kids in daycare, prime week started at, we had to be there at 6:30, and my kids daycare they open till 6:30.
So you.
And once I dropped them off, I came home, but it might have been too late for their liking.
Yeah. So would you just say it was due to the final incident was you being late because you had to drop your kids off?
Yeah. Yes, I could say that. I would say that. Okay. But they did know. I did let them know that I didn't have a proper babysitter at the time. when I first started and that I had kids. They tried to give me, I called ENT, but no one, I haven't received a call back yet from them so I can get my schedule changed too. But I did talk to someone at HR, and she was saying that because my 30 days, they were saying my 30 days wasn't up yet. I'm not sure as to why they were saying my 30 days from this, because June 22nd made it a whole month. I started May 22nd, so I was just like, I'm pretty sure my 30 days are up, unless, you know, that wasn't counting the 2 days that I missed, but I still made those up, so it's still been my 30 days. I don't understand what was taking this so long to become permanent.
Well, did you have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges? Basically saying, like, you know, you said that you were late, or if they said that you were late, is that something you really did?
It wasn't an everyday thing. It might have been every other day, but it wasn't an everyday thing. If I ain't had no baby, should I just used to put in personal time and not go? Because the kids weren't able to go in the side, so.
All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right, and I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's 66.92.
You said 56.92?
66.92.
66.92.
And this will be the PIN number used to call in Sunday. All right. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, which is finished, also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a completed certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. And if you choose to file online, the website is
www.labor.alabama,
that's a full word, www.ohio.gov.
www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined, so please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call
1-800-361-4524.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, we will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Grant, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have your great evening.
You too.